Blog Talk Radio.
Better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead, nigga. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a dope dealer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back down or ran from no nigga. I ain't sat down yet. All alone, I'm saying it, four niggas, tell them jump. Tripping, they don't get no real. A 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4 nigga. I separated the fake, paralyzed from the waist down. From the real stand up guys of the A town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, nigga, what you gotta say now? Niggas thinking only gonna inspire. All you hating is fuel to my fire.
Hello, this is another week with Dale and Quita. Quita, you on the line?
I am here. Hi, everybody. How is everybody doing? Hoping everybody's having a blessed week. And I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. And my condolences go out to you and your family for, you know, such a tragedy. I know you're going through some things, and our prayers are going out to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But, yeah, trying to get past that and moving on. So, how's everything been with you this week?
Yeah, fairly good, fairly good, fairly good. Fairly
okay.
Good. Just trying to knock books out, you know. I mean, you know, you just seen me send you the what you took from me, three stuff. So I'm trying to have those two this month. So
I understand.
I'm going to got to go ahead and get that edited and get it out. But everything is good. Everything is good.
Good, good, good. Okay. That's cool. All right, so we talk about this topic for tonight?
The topic is, if you caught your sister / best friend or your mother with your man, could you ever forgive
him? Oh, well, I'm gonna let you handle that first, then I'm gonna come in. How about that?
Well, we actually have lighting up on some callers, so let's see what.
Oh, really?
First call. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I am fine. Did y'all miss me?
Yes, we did. You know we did.
Y'all missed me? Oh, I feel so special.
You should. You should.
Okay, this is Rashida, for the people who don't know that's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now what would I do? Okay, let me put it like this. God damn it. Hold on, y'all. Let me say this is my Uncle Colin. Let me say this. My friend now,
mm-hmm.
It would be a problem because that's all me.
Right.
Either him or my husband, both of them is all me. So
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't go down like that. Now, anybody else I used to fuck with, I don't give a fuck about them. Hell, fuck the bullshit. Now, if it was my sister fucking with one of them, even though I know she wouldn't, but if it was my sister doing one of them, hey, fuck, we can do a threesome real quick. Quit playing with me. He can call his buddy that I've been peeping out for a minute, and I ain't fucking. They do them, and I do him, and it is what it is.
Right.
But hey,
right.
Like I said, long as it's not my main piece right here. And my husband over to the my main piece over here to the left, and my husband over here to the right.
Right.
If I neither one of them, I'm good. Anybody else, I don't give a fuck about.
Right. Okay. I can understand that. I can understand that. Now, what if it was like your mother and it was like your main piece of your husband or something of that sort? How would you take that?
Well, now, my mother wouldn't do it. My mother wouldn't do it. My mother, Brenda, nah, she wouldn't do it.
Right. And I do understand, like most mothers wouldn't, but you got some out there that's wretched enough to do
yes.
so.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, believe me. And
we need
now, if what'd you say?
We need to make you a main personality on the show because you is too hilarious.
Right.
Thank you. But it just saying for practice, it just thinking about one of my cousins. If my mother was like that,
right?
Oh God, I would be so embarrassed.
Right.
I wouldn't be pissed at him or her. I would be embarrassed.
Okay.
And that would really hurt my feelings more so because you're my mother and you're doing this bullshit and he knows you're my mother. So that's making you seem like a hoe. What the fuck? Are you serious?
Right. That's true. That's true.
Shut the front damn door on that shit. Are you fucking serious? You are not a kid anymore.
Right. You have passed some stages. That's correct. You
are
not
a kid anymore. You are, because I'm 38. So just
right.
think how old my mother is. Are you serious? Really? She's in her menopause, okay? She's,
right.
No, no, boo. And then I would smack the shit out of him for even doing it. Are you fucking serious?
Right. That's true, though. But, you know, like
yeah,
I said, you got the women out there that
yes.
will do it. You know,
that'll
like I said,
like
the
me.
Show.
That's
that'll
cool.
be like
you gotta,
me going to go fuck his grandfather. Are you serious? Really?
Right.
We got another caller.
Really?
We appreciate if you stay on the line, Rashida, because you're a trip. But
I'm going to call back because my uncle was trying to call in. That's why I was like, what the fuck? So I'm going to call back. I'll be back.
Okay.
Right.
We'll look.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be back in a minute. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Did they hang up?
Nobody wants to talk? Hello, who is this? Hello?
No one's saying anything.
Huh? Well, I guess we just had a listener. But Rashida is crazy, Quita. You heard her?
Oh, I hear, you know, and I do love when she calls in because she gives it to you raw, straight up, no filters, you know, and I can appreciate that. Like I said, from day one, I liked her. So she's real cool.
Yeah, she's like our permanent personality. Well, I know you said you wanted me to handle the topic first, and I go like this. It has been plenty of people that said they would not forgive. They would not forgive their sister or mother or best friend and stuff like that. I can understand the best friend part, but, you know, sisters and mothers and stuff like that, you know, that affects whole families, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I
can agree with that.
We have some more callers, so let's see what they're talking about.
Okay, let's go for it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who
hey.
Is this? How
it's
you doing?
Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
Hey. I'm good.
That's good.
Number one supporter.
All right. Yes, it is.
So, what do you think about the topic on, Donna?
I told you I would try to figure out who was going to bring me commissary. Which one?
I know that's right. Somebody will be bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
What you trying to say? You going to jail?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to jail. It's going down. So I just got to figure out what's my best option.
True. I feel that because, in a sense, they know better. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So what,
especially
you
your mother
first?
And your sister.
Right.
So who would you go for first? Your sister, mother, or your dude?
The sister or the mother? Sister, mother, or the best friend? Because the dude, I would just classify him as a dog. I would just classify him as like it was put out there for him and he was being a man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they knew better. They knew
right.
better.
Right, that's true.
Just because you put it on the, you know, it's going down. So y'all just already just stuck. GoFundMe.
Do a GoFundMe, right? That's too funny. But yeah, I totally agree, because at the end of the day, you know, I would be mad with all the parties involved. You know what I mean? Like, there is just certain lines that you, as a family member, a sister, a mother, that you know that you should not cross. And by crossing that line, you know, now that trust that I did have for you, I no longer have that.
And we always going to be family, so we're going to always end up being around each other.
Right, and that's true. And it doesn't want being cordial around each other when we are around each other, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to have that relationship I did once have with you.
Right.
Because I feel like,
The best friend will probably, you would think back to conversations that you had with the best friend. You know, they will tell you, don't tell your friend stuff about your man.
Right. That's true.
So you would be thinking, gosh, did I promote this? Did I make it to the point where she wanted to try it herself? You know.
Yeah,
because I don't mean to cut y'all off, but a lot of women do that, and y'all don't know y'all advertising for y'all men. When y'all tell y'all friends on how he loving you and how he kissing on you and he made you orgasm 3-4 times, I mean, she might smile and give you a high five, but in the back of her mind, if she ain't getting it, she like, shit, I'm going to try this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's true, though, but it goes to a line, well, she's never been my friend in the beginning, you know, because even if so, because I felt like that, there are some real good friendships now. A lot of them, we don't have that anymore. But if that was my real best friend, I should be able to share things like that with her, because that is my best friend, and know that she will not, you know, deceive me and things of that sort. But that's where you really draw the line, is really, was that really your friend in the beginning?
Because what would make her cross that line?
I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash about it, but, I mean, from what I'm seeing is, like, women are kind of jealous in a way, you know, and I don't know if it's, not putting all on that, but you might have a friend for years, and the whole time she's been jealous, and I'm seeing that in a lot of women these days, you know, whether it be your sister or your best friend and stuff like that, they might actually be your friend or saying they're your friend, but they actually might be jealous of you. So the first time that they can have what you have, they might actually take that, you know?
True story. I definitely agree with you on that. You know, so that goes to show that, once again, sometimes you don't know who a person really is. You know, sometimes it takes years for you to really find out how a person really is, but there are definitely people like that in the world. And it's sad, though, you know? It's sad.
But not your sister or your mother.
I mean,
your best friend might have heard the stories and decided she wanted to try it out. But your sister and your mother?
Right.
Your mother need to have a seat. She need to just have a seat, period.
Right.
She don't need to be trying nothing.
Now, I'm not trying to put nobody.
She might still think she got
it. You think she got it? Yeah, okay. She probably do. Because I was getting ready to say I used to work with a lady, you know, and she was dating her daughter's baby's father. So that was her grandchild's father she was dating, and, you know, they were.
Her daughter's baby's father.
There you go, yep.
Father, so that was her grand.
Yep. And then so the girl kind of didn't want the kid around them and stuff like that when they were together, and she was so upset about that. She felt like that, you know, she shouldn't hold her from the child. I mean, it was a big mess with that. But, you know.
So it's almost her grandchild and her stepchild.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So stay on the line. I'm about to see what this next caller opinion is right quick. Stay on the line, though, because we still got you live.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah.
Hello, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Did they hang up?
Yeah, I guess they was listening. They didn't want to put on the spot.
Oh,
hello,
okay.
Rashida.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, honey.
We just had Donna give her opinion. She said she gonna pick whichever one gonna send her commissary is when she go to the penitentiary.
Okay, so you know, see, and the thing about that is, it's not that deep because, and I'm gonna say this is, and why it's not that deep, because it takes two to fuck, and you got to remember, didn't nobody force him to do it, so evidently, he must wanted to do it too, or he just temptation got the best of him, or whatever. But either way, y'all, that tells me right there, you can't control your shit, so I don't trust you no more. And if I don't trust you, what the fuck we got?
Right, nothing. The relationship
is over, boo. Now, I'm not saying that it's not his fault in a way, but y'all women are slick sometimes. Sometimes y'all put on that little seducing role and y'all try to get a dude now. Y'all women are slick.
Oh, yes.
Y'all,
believe me, no. Been there, boo. Been there. Done that. I don't know how many times. Quit playing with me.
Quit playing with me, right.
I know I'm dirty. Quit playing with me.
Oh, you dirty? You didn't seduce somebody, man?
Yeah, look.
Oh,
my oldest child's father was my friend's ex-boyfriend. He came to me. So, hey, I rolled with it. Quit playing. I was number 16 then. Then, like I told y'all, remember how we talked about last week how my baby daddy, me and his brother was together?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. So, hey, quit playing with me.
Right. I was like, oh, my God. But, you know, I was so shocked that you said that, but you know it is what it is.
Like I said, if they come, hey, roll with it. You only live once.
What do you think about that, Don?
Wait a minute. Listen. Because what it is, who's to say, if, with my baby daddy, say if my sister came at him,
mm-hmm.
I know his whore ass would. He's a whore.
Right.
So I know he would.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
What do you think about Rashida's words, Donna?
I gotta be glad. Sheeta, my girl. That's my backbone right there. But I'm glad we're in different states. Yeah.
Right.
Y'all should have heard me on the show the other night. Oh, I clowned.
Right. Oh my goodness, me too. I was laughing after I got off the air.
You wouldn't trust around your man, Donna.
I love her to death, but not when, no. She and I like a lot of the same stuff, so nah, we going to have to part ways when it comes to that. I can't share that.
Right.
We have another caller, so let's see if we have another caller. I'm going to keep all of y'all online. Just be respectful for each other, man. I'm going to see what is the caller. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
I guess they would just want to listen.
Oh, okay. I guess so. That's cool.
Question for you. Hey, do you think you would allow yourself to get seduced by your girlfriend's sister or her best friend or her mother?
Now, I'm gonna tell y'all a story. It wasn't in this context, but I had a stick man, and this is when I was younger. I had a stick man. I think I was like maybe 16 or so, and I had a stick man that I started off messing with his sister. His sister couldn't stand me for a long time, and it surprised me when, you know, she finally did look my way or whatever. And, you know, we did what it did, and she got to, like, bragging, like, the next morning because somebody happened to walk in on us and happened to see it, and he told everybody, well, my man and everything, and she was bragging like that, and my man mother was like, oh, yeah, she was looking like, oh, yeah, and it was like a couple of days later that she did the little seducing thing, and I ain't gonna lie, I fell for it or whatever, so I ended up messing with the mother and the daughter, and they
shut the front door. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me the daughter to set up here and told her mother, you working with a monster, and then the mother wanted some too. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, she was like, it was good, and this, that, and the third, and, you know, he fucking shit out of me or whatever, and the mother was looking like, uh-huh. So it was like a couple of days later, and, you know, everybody was gone, and she was babysitting the daughter that she told baby and stuff like that, and she seduced me. And it came to a point where when the daughter tried to come back and mess with me, the mother was like, oh, no, ain't nothing that happened. And the daughter was like, how you going to do that when I was fucking with him first and stuff? You know what I'm saying? Oh, it was a mess.
Wow. Oh, that was messy.
That's true.
Yeah, that was messy, messy, messy. My goodness, but the mother should have known better, point blank, regardless of what if her daughter confided in her to come and tell her something, you know, like that, because of course, you know, I feel like sometimes it does take a special relationship for even kids to even come out and express certain things like that to their parents, you know what I mean? And then for her to go behind her back and still end up messing with you, she should have known better at that point, too. And then by you being as young as you were, she definitely knew better.
I know. That was child molestation.
You guys were kids, you know?
She was like 40, 41 at the time. And then she was on some stuff like, she wanted me to stop messing with her daughter. She was on some stuff like, you can't do both of us stuff. But, you know, me being me, I was still going behind their back sleeping with both of them.
Right.
I mean,
We had a story like that.
I was 16.
We had a story like that on the radio show I'll be on. Somebody had sent in an email, and it was a dude, and he was like, you know, he was with his chick, and he'd been going with her just say for like about a year and a half. Mother threw a graduation party or whatever. He said so he was pissy drunk. So he was laying on the couch asleep. He woke up to find the mother on top of him talking about, I'm coming to get what I want.
What?
And he started fucking the mother, yes, and was still fucking the daughter. And so, wait a minute, the mother just fucked around and gave this nigga gonorrhea.
No.
He gave it to the daughter. The daughter comes to him talking about, I got this such and such, what the fuck? But while him and her was arguing, the mother walks in. She was like, oh, what's going on? So they sit up here arguing and stuff still. The mother said, oh, you who I got it from. The mother and daughter get to fighting. Really?
What? That is crazy, but that's nasty all at the same time.
How about you? I'm in the car with my son, and I got y'all on speaker. And he gonna tell me, well, I done hit the mother and the daughter.
That's crazy. See, I'm telling you, the mother.
I'm gonna be real with you. That's on a lot of men's bucket list, especially when they're young like that. And I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm being real with you, just for being the male perspective on this show. That
right.
It comes like mother daughter. Sister.
Really?
And it might be cousins somewhere down the line. I mean, that's just like a young boy's, you know. Oh yeah, and twins.
What makes that so spectacular? The fact that you guys can get them, you know, and them being immediate family, or what makes that such a big fantasy? I don't understand that.
I think it boils down to, you know, We like to try to see, like if we still got it. I ain't saying we still got it, but exactly how far we can go in the situation. If we can get two siblings like us, want to have sex with us at the same time, we feel like we got it going on. If we're young
okay.
like that, you know?
Okay. I understand. All right, that's what's up. But regardless, anything is still wrong. It's still wrong. But, you know, with the mother situation, you know, I have never been in that situation where my mother, my sister, or best friend has slept with somebody. But I did have a friend. Well, I consider her an associate, you know, which she did sleep with one of my boyfriends and stuff like that. But, you know, I cut that short, cut her short and him too, you know. So just have no ties or dealings with either one, because if I can't trust you, I can't be around you.
This is what I want to ask all of you to line in. understand people that say they're never going to forgive their sister or their mother or stuff like that. What if you go around family and they wonder why y'all not talking to each other? You know, this is your sister. Maybe this is your only sister, you know what I'm saying? So it actually impacts like family.
Hello?
What do y'all think about that?
Your phone was breaking up, but what you say? That last piece we didn't hear.
Oh, what I was saying was, like, if it's like your sister or your mother and stuff like that, if you don't forgive them and stuff like that, say y'all go to, like, family reunions or cookouts and stuff like that, it impacts your whole family because they might be wondering why you're not talking to your sister or might not talking to your mother, stuff like that. So it impacts more than you. So for a person to say that they won't forgive their mother or their sister and stuff like that, you got to understand that it's more involved than that.
It's true, but at the same time, even if we do go to barbecues and people are wondering, I can care less of what somebody's wondering. You know, what you need to do is just stay in your lane and we can socialize. You know, what me and her got going on has nothing to do with us enjoying ourselves at this barbecue. So,
but then every time you have a friend, you don't even want to bring your friends around. I'm not bringing,
exactly.
It happened one time. I'm not bringing my friends or nobody back around now. I'm
coming
to barbecues and a cookout by myself.
Yeah, and it's, but like you say, if they're there, so be it. You know, I will be cordial. If you speak, I'll speak, but I also know how to keep them moving at the same time. Because I just feel like once you break that trust, I can no longer trust you again. Regardless of how much you can say you're sorry, there's just certain lines you don't cross, and that is definitely one of those lines. So, I mean, of course you're going to always be my sister, my mother, you know, but it's just that I know that I can't deal with you like I used to. And with a friend, she just cut short completely. She don't have to worry about me ever again, you know?
Right.
With the mother sister, of course, you know, it will take some years to build that back, you know?
I know some women.
Okay, so will we?
I know some women, period, that don't allow no women in their house or around their men. How do
right.
y'all feel about that?
Mm-hmm. No other woman could live in my house.
No other woman could live
in my house with me.
Like, say you had, like, a young cousin or something. She was going through some things, and she needed somewhere to stay. I'm just saying that the scenario here. You know, you had a young cousin. She been going through some things and stuff like that, and
she gonna be going through them things somewhere else.
Right, like Diamond and Ed, right?
My young cousin needs to go to grandma's house.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with me.
Exactly. So we done learned from the Players Club, Diamond and Ebony, right, to try to bring her in, being nice.
You see, my thing is, people, when you let other people in your house, they don't treat your stuff like you do. They don't live the same way like you do. And then I know who I am. I need my space. So I don't need you talking to me every 5 minutes or asking me stupid-ass questions. Leave me the fuck alone. If I ain't saying shit to you, leave me alone. I talk when I feel like talking. That's why I go to my room for it and close my damn door. Leave me the hell alone.
then you done let your cousin in. Next thing you know, while you at work, she coming out the room with some booty shorts on. And
right.
She's all hanging out. Talking about, you know, running around, and your man, he looking like, oh my God, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. That's the setup. That's the setup to get rid of the man.
Yeah.
Bring the cousin.
It sure is.
Okay.
That's how I get rid of your ass, right there.
Mm-hmm. That's the setup, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's what's up, right? Get tired of that ass,
so
set him up.
Would it be wrong now if we mess with the father and the son?
Oh, wow.
How does that
okay.
work?
So what you're trying to say is you're trying to reverse the situation.
Right.
But you know, but it's kind of crazy because only reason why I ask this question dealing with females because I know how y'all emotions are. See, dudes are different. It can be brothers and stuff. I know a lot of dudes that may be like, if his brother fucked his girl, he wouldn't forgive him. But I'm going to tell you like this, 6 times out of 10, a brother going to be like, yo, fuck it, yo, we family, you know what I'm saying? So a man might have a different mindset than a woman. That's why I kind of ask the question to women, you know, because father.
Let me ask my son, if your brother slept with your girl, would you forgive him? My brother did sleep with my girl.
What do you say?
Okay, I can't win tonight.
Crickets. He's not saying nothing.
He ain't saying nothing.
He said my brother did sleep with my girl.
When push come to shove, we still brothers at the end of the day. See, dude's mindset is different. I mean, we might be upset. We might not talk to you for a while. But in the end, I'm talking to you from a man mind state. We brothers. You know what I'm saying? Forget that, man.
Wasn't
I mean, you.
His girl. She said it wasn't his girl. It was somebody he was interested in.
It doesn't matter if it's his girl. I mean, like I said, now you have dudes that's out there that wouldn't. You know, they would feel like women and be like, yo, look, we done. But 6 times out of 10, if a man's brother or his father mess with his girl, he might be like, yo, damn, that's fucked up. But at the same time, I feel like it is eventually mend fences. They eventually get drunk or, you know, get to talking about it and be like, look, man, damn, that was fucked up. They be like, man, I ain't mean it. You know what I'm saying? That's my fault. And I believe they can come back together. I believe they can come back together more quickly than a woman can.
Yeah. I do agree with that, too. I think men can let things go a lot quicker than women can. I do agree with that. Because I know I can hold a grudge for years, you know, especially it depends on what you did.
See, that's why I ask y'all women that, because women are highly emotional. Y'all be like, fuck that. They did me wrong. I can't stand her, this, that, and the third. A dude
right.
would be like, he be mad for a minute and be like, well, yo, you know, at the end of the day, that's my brother. You know, if some harm come to him, it can be a situation where somebody trying to do something to him and it brings them back together. Just men just are wired differently, you know. I can't explain it, but other than tell y'all that and to speak at it as being the only man in the room for that, but we're
mm-hmm.
wired different. You know, at the end of the day, my brother's my brother, you know.
I feel you on that because it's just like my friend, me and her, we've been friends for years, and this is back when we was like in our early 20s. And
mm-hmm.
she had slept with my ex-boyfriend. I was pissed because of the simple fact she knew that me and him was back talking again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pissed me off.
Right.
But other than that, I could really give 2 fucks less about him because he's just another damn nigga. Either way it goes, that's my girl down to the dirt because when I needed a cell phone, she gave me a cell phone on her plan. When I needed a ride somewhere, she would come take me. She needed a babysitter, I was her babysitter for her daughter. Or my daughter was babysitting her daughter. So you see what I'm saying? So it's like niggas come and niggas go, and you got some females who don't really realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and just like, you know, like I said, she fucked with him. And, of course, you already know I fucked with one of her ex-boyfriends, but him and her wasn't together at the time.
Right.
They weren't talking, they weren't together or nothing like that. He was with another chick. So that's
right.
what I did. Plus, she always said what he was working with. So, yes, females do listen to other female stories, just like dudes listen to other dudes'
right.
stories about their female.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's just life.
Yeah, y'all
you
got
talk
to,
about how good something is, oh, that other person is going to want it.
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
He might go to his man and be like, he might be like, man, she got some good stuff. I mean, she did this, that, and the third. She had my toes curling. And it might not register to a dude like that, but when he finds himself alone with her and she ain't got nothing on, he might be like, damn, he did say she got some good stuff.
Oh,
my goodness.
Because look, my baby daddy, he told me. He said, if you fuck my brother again, I promise to God I'm going to kill you.
What?
I said, okay. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, shit, I'm trying to get y'all in the threesome, tell you the truth, but you know I ain't going to say nothing.
Oh,
You said that was your fantasy, right? There you go.
Ain't that it? But look, y'all just don't know. Oh my goodness, the brother head is so motherfucking fire. It don't make no sense.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He needs to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What is
he? So it's just like, hey.
Wow, that is crazy. That's crazy. Well, that's what's up, though. Hey.
What is your
favorite? Say that again, Dale.
I said I was asking Donna what was her thoughts, but go ahead.
My thoughts on which one?
You're crazy with Sheena over here. Huh? You thought she trying to get other streets and stuff.
I tell you, well, you know what? They can only do what she allows them to do or what she allows them to do. So, hey, he already knew that she was messing with the brother because he said, if you fuck my brother one more time. So he already knew what was up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I want to ask every woman that's on the line right now, have you ever messed with two siblings?
Oh, whatever they were?
Two siblings.
We already know you have, Rashida. We already know you have. Rashida and Donna, whoever else on the line, I want to ask them, have you ever messed with two siblings?
Well, personally, me, I have not. I have not.
I have not either.
And only because I felt like that's just the line that I wouldn't cross. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, to each his own. I would never try to say that, you know, she's that lady. Is that your name? I'm sorry.
Rashida.
Miss Rashida. There you go. I'll call you lady. I'm sorry. Miss Rashida. There you go. I would never try to say that, you know, that you were wrong for doing what you did because, of course, you did what you did because you wanted to or you had a reason why you did it. But that's just something I haven't personally experienced before.
So what about you, Donna?
I don't think that's in my forecast, but you can't ever say never. But I don't think that I would. Now I have had the father approach me after messing with the son.
Okay.
And then the mother, which is the wife, the mother of the son and the wife, you know, she. Would see me, we would always run into each other at holiday party. Every year he would have a New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to the party. And the mother used to always come over and hug me and just say thank you. And I'm always saying thank you for what, you know. And it was almost like saying thank you for not messing with my husband because I know. I'm talking about you all the time.
Oh, my gosh, that is too funny. Right. Oh, my gosh.
And I would sit at the table and just talk to her. We would talk about hair and nails and different stuff. And she would always say, my husband talks about you all the time. And she would just say, thank you. And I kind of, it was like a woman code, like,
right.
Thank you for just not going there because, you know, this would not be cute right about now. And I'm like,
right.
I understand. But the father and the son look exactly alike. So, you know, just age, like more maturity. So
exactly,
like,
right.
That's what he going to look like a couple years from now. The father was sexy. The son was
right.
Sexy. The father was sexier. But, yeah.
That's crazy. But that's what's up, though, you know? Heck yeah. But, you know,
I don't want y'all to be politically correct because y'all on the air now. I don't want y'all to be
ashamed
of that.
Nah, we ain't right. We ain't ashamed. That's the stuff.
You know I'm not.
What? I want y'all to be politically correct because y'all husbands or y'all boyfriends listening in.
Whatever.
You know I do not care.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not care.
If they listening in, they don't learn some things, okay?
Right. There you go.
Better get all I got to do is read my books, and they going to learn some things.
I know you're right. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome, though. But at the end of the day...
I know you got a personal stake in it, Miss Co-host Quita, because your boyfriend might be listening, too, so you might be politically correct.
No, you know what?
Anyway.
But you know what? I really, he's so crazy. But listen, he may be listening in, and if you are, hey, boo, but, I mean, I still keep it real regardless. You know, he understands. You know, he ain't really pressed about anything. So, you know, I will tell it, you know, because, of course, if something that did occur, it was before him, and there's nothing he can really be mad about.
Yeah, that's true. If you're listening in, she ain't really mean to grab his stuff. He was just in a hurry at the time.
Shut up. You stupid. Oh, my goodness. I'm supposed to be sad right now. You guys got me cracking up. That is too funny. But anyway, but yeah, like I said, this is something that I wouldn't cross that line. Like, you know, my boyfriend, for instance, you know, and his brothers, I wouldn't dare cross that line. Because, you know, we're in a serious relationship. And like she was saying earlier, it's one thing if the relationship between you and a guy is really not that serious. You could just been meeting them and your homegirl, hey, she want to smash him too or whatever like that. Okay, well, whatever. Because I really wasn't into him like that. But if it becomes, you know, a really deep relationship with my husband, then there, yeah, that is a serious problem.
Okay, the fraternity brothers count?
Yes, they count. Oh, my God. You say I'm right, they count. Look.
Stupid, coming out now.
Oh, goodness, look right now.
You know I'm a little old. I had to flash back a little couple years and think about this, man.
No.
That is too funny. Oh, wow.
So you put fraternity brothers in the mix?
Right.
I was just kind of thinking back, like, wow. Because they're friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're just best friends.
I got a buddy. She did two twin brothers in a threesome.
What?
Yep.
What kind of stuff, y'all? Where is you from, Rashida?
Indiana, boo. Indiana.
What y'all got going on up there?
I ain't lying.
We need a road trip to Indiana.
I ain't lying, yo. We need to go up there and see what they got going on in Indiana, right? That's home of Michael Jackson there, right?
Believe me, y'all do not want none of these nut-ass motherfuckers here. But, yeah, she told me, she said, yep, she did a threesome with two twin brothers.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. What she said, how was it?
Identical. She said she enjoyed herself.
Right.
I want to ask y'all this, and I want y'all to be truthful. I already know your answer, Rashida, but I want you to be truthful. I don't want you to be literally correct. But is it every woman fantasy to actually sleep with two men at the same time? And I want y'all to be truthful. I don't want y'all to be clearly correct. I don't want y'all
okay.
to be creative, beautiful spouses and stuff like that. I want to know, is it women fantasies to sleep with two men just like it's men fantasies to sleep with two women? I mean, I'm asking you.
Everybody pause. Right.
We already know Sheeta's answer. We know Sheeta's answer.
Yeah, we
let Quita go first.
Well,
Quita's the politically correct one.
My fantasy is to do an orgy with a whole bunch of men and women, and everybody just in all the same room fucking. That's my fantasy.
You know, I had a childhood friend. She was 14, and she said she got invited. Well, this is back then. She was, 15, I would say. Said she, in Philly, she got invited to an orgy. She said it was so fun. And she was 15 then.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she said somebody hosted a party. Of course, you know, it was, she had an invitation to get in. And she was like, when you got there, they had, like, several beds, some drapes up. They had the food, the drinks, whatever. She said it was nice.
I ain't gonna let y'all get out the question like that by throwing it out. Y'all need to answer Miss Donna and Miss Quita.
Okay. Well, for me, I have thought of that before. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I always wondered what it would be like with two men, you know, but I mean, it's not really something that's mandatory, that's something that I have to do before I die or some shit like that, but I have thought about it.
No, I didn't say whether you had to do it when you die. I asked it when you die. Don't try to spin that. Don't do that.
Stop trying to put me on the spot. I'm going to kill you. Right, I'm going to get you. Oh, my God. Ms. Donna, I'm a passing to you. I'm a passing to you, Ms. Donna.
Don't you be calling me out the word now. I'm going to tell.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you. Oh, God.
Why y'all always trying to get me to tell my life stories?
I mean, we did it to all women. We already know what Rashida going to say. We
right.
did it to all the online, and I wanted to know whether, was that a fantasy of women?
Okay. It was always a fantasy of mine. And I had a friend who was my maintenance man.
He used to clean my pipes, right?
So I was
right.
And I happened to mention to him that it was a fantasy.
Uh-huh.
So just like pillow talk one day.
Right.
And he'd been cleaning the pipes for probably like a year or so. So anyway, he must have told his fraternity brother about me. Now,
right.
His fraternity brother lived in, like, Oklahoma or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
his fraternity brother decided to come up here to pay a visit. And so I guess he figured that this was going to be the perfect opportunity for this to go down, but he didn't inform me of this.
Oh, okay.
One day and it's like, what you doing tomorrow? You got to work. Why don't you take off? I got to go to the airport and pick up, my frat brother, and we're going to go out, eat, have some drinks. Why don't you come hang out with us? I told him about you. You like my best friend and my, little bedroom piece and all of that stuff. I was like, oh, okay, this sounds like it's fun. I think I'll come hang out with you guys. Went to the airport. Didn't know that I was being sized up from the airport,
Right.
Get to the airport. We're waiting on the flight to come in. So we go to the little airport, the little bar, have a couple drinks. Flight comes in, the friend comes, and he's like, oh, she's beautiful, da da da. And, we get to talking, we go back to the bar, have another drink or soda, and we get to his house. And before we had left to go to the airport, he was trying to get it in, which was typical. So I was like, cool. We did that, went to the airport. So now when we get back, all of a sudden, he's trying to get it in again, and I'm like, damn, you got company now. I'm about to bounce. You and your boy going to hook up and go do some things. And he was, like, really, really adamant about us, like, having sex again. And normally we don't do it twice in one day. So I was like, what is this about? So anyway, his friend is in the living room, and I'm kind of, like, feeling self-conscious because it's like a one-bedroom apartment. So why are we doing this in the mid-afternoon and your friend in the living room? It still
right.
wasn't clicking because, the alcohol had kicked in, so it still wasn't all clicking to me. So anyway, in the middle of him stroking, he was whispering in my ear, remember that fantasy you had? No, what? What fantasy? What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
The fantasy about me and what you're doing with him. And I was like, he was like, well, what about my friend? And I was like, he's ready. He already gave him the code, like, after we in there for a few minutes. And I said, oh, wait, no. Okay. That's when I chickened out. He's like, no. I can't do that. I can't. No.
Yeah.
He was trying to explain to me that it was okay and if it was going to be okay. And I was just like, no, this, okay. yeah, I done talked up some stuff now I can't handle. I can't even cash this check right here. So,
well,
his friend is like Johnny Rocket ready in the living room. And
look at him.
He's telling me, you know, well, he out there waiting, and I'm just like, well, you need to go tell him not to be waiting because I just can't do this. So he said, how about if I let him come in and talk to you? So his friend come in and his little box of briefs and stuff, and I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Wow.
And, let me think about this again, because that package there was looking kind of interesting, you know, and I was like, okay, wait a minute, let me think this out. But I'm trying to think, and it's alcohol-induced thinking, so that's not good at all. You know,
right.
So the friend was trying to tell me that he heard so much about me, and, you know, he's been singing praises of me for the last year, and he knows that we have an agreement that I'm not his main chick. You know, we just do what we do when we together, and, you know, he wanted to just share in the fun, and we shouldn't be having the fun all by ourselves. And I was like, I can't do that to him. He was like, no, he's cool with it. I'm telling you, he's cool. So now the friend trying to convince me that my maintenance man was cool because he the one that set this whole thing up or whatever.
Right. Dang.
I just like, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. And, you know, he was like, well, can we just cuddle? Can we just lay here, you know, and just. So he laid there. I was feeling kind of like trampy a little, you know. But he was laying there, but he was poking me in the back with that thing. And I was like, yeah, let me just sleep this off and let me think about this when I wake back up again. So when I woke back up, we decided that we were going to go hang out that night. So I went home to take a shower, change my clothes, but I was really planning on canceling. But they showed up at the door talking about, come on, we going to the club. Come on. I'm like, you don't take no sand to the beach. Y'all go ahead and I'll catch y'all another day. No. You're going with us. So we go to the club, and my maintenance man is all aloof, like, on the other side of the club, and his friend was all up under me. And I'm like, you here in town for, like, a week? You need to find some folks to hang out with and hook up. He was like, no, we going to do this. I'm just going to make you feel more comfortable. Long story short, we spend the night at the club hanging, go to breakfast, get back, and my friend, my maintenance man, disappears and leaves me and the dude. So me and the dude end up hooking up. Maintenance man comes in while we're in the shower, flips the lid, I guess, because it wasn't supposed to go down without him.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, the friend was a bomb. It had me hitting the ceiling. You know, I'm a little bit of something. Anytime I can hit my head on the ceiling, bouncing me up there, yeah, honey. Shit,
you get his number,
I know that's right. Wow.
When you come back in town, when can I come see you?
The maintenance man tried to come in to join, but like
right.
My friend had more going on than the maintenance man, so I didn't even want the maintenance man at that point. I'm like, when your friend leaves, then we could go back to you, but right now.
Oh, that's wrong. That is wrong.
Wow.
It's how the game is played.
Well, I'm telling you, you offered your friend up to your girl, so hey.
Here you go.
That's here what happens.
You talk about how good your stuff is.
Honey, but why did the friend from Oklahoma now call home to his girl and tell her he was moving to the DMV? He wasn't coming back. And
what?
He didn't do the Harlem Nights, did he?
He called.
He flew back at the end of the week and went and packed up some stuff as his job for a transfer. He worked for a craft company. As his job for a transfer to come here to DMV. And so now the maintenance man pissed off, like, what have you done to my friend? Why is he moving here? I don't know.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, you did something right. Right, you put it down.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he tried to think, like, we was going to be doing this every night. Oh, no, this you don't understand how this party works. You know?
Right.
It was just a party you was invited to. Like, this wasn't a lifetime situation.
Oh, my goodness, that is too funny. But, hey, that's what happened.
It didn't happen.
That dude say on Harlem Nights, hey, yo, Cynthia, yeah, this is Ron. Yeah, I'm never coming home again.
Right, that's crazy. I know she was like, what the fuck? What the hell going on? The girlfriend.
Son, he done put her out the apartment, turned in the keys, and moved to D.C.
Wow.
Shut up.
People will turn around and move to D.C.
So,
just don't
have it. So, what did he say?
You
told him it won't pop it like that.
Huh?
I said, so what happened when you told him it wasn't going down like that?
He didn't, I guess he thought that, well, he thought that once he was here on a regular basis that I wouldn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I had my own dude, for real. This was just, the maintenance man was a toy on the side. So
right.
Now here, I didn't want two toys. I didn't need two maintenance men. My pipes wasn't backed up or nothing. I didn't need two, you know.
Right. You just got to instruct the deal, right?
Yeah, I was like, so I saw him a couple times, and then he was kind of like pressing me and coming to the job. And I said, okay, no, we can't, it's not fun anymore. You
right.
Know? So then he was like, maybe I could move in with you, and we could, no, move in. No.
That's just too much. Yeah, that's too much.
Because
this one is just fun, right?
Yeah, it was just
a now you're sticking right?
That was a party. I was on the police force at the time, so no, I can't have all that going on. No.
True.
No.
I don't blame you on that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so the maintenance man wasn't talking to me the whole time for 6 months while the friend was living here. And he finally got the message and then moved on back to Oklahoma.
What?
Mm-hmm. But for 6 months.
So have you heard from them? Is it recent?
Mm-mm, no.
We just had two callers call in late. Do anybody want to share any of their opinions before the show ends?
No, I think I've basically voiced my opinion on the situation. I wouldn't want my mother, my sister, anybody to date anybody that I love, that I'm in a serious relationship with, because it would definitely be a problem. Other than that, hey, do what you do. Hello?
Y'all had me tripping tonight.
Yeah, of course, you know. Of course. You know how them ladies do.
I know that
dude moved up here. I know he was stalking you.
Yes, Lord.
Right, that maintenance man was mad, right.
I want to thank all y'all for calling in and supporting the show. It has been a good hour. I'm thinking about when we go to prime time and the ramp up for 2 hours, man, because we have such a good time together. And I just want to thank all y'all for stopping through. Miss Quita, my co-host, Donna, Miss Rashida, everybody that called, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And peace, love, happiness. And I hope everybody has a great week ahead of them. And, you know, play the Powerball.
Of course.
Talk to y'all next week.
See you later.
See you later. Have a great night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hatin', get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my